From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
You're listening to Scrapbook Marshall County History. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, we begin our conversation with historian Loyal Dyrud. Loyal is a retired English teacher and farmer from XL Township in Marshall County. He's a walking history book of history in that area. Let's learn a little bit more with Loyal Dyrud today, and on this edition, we'll talk about the piece of land known as the Marshall County Strip on this edition of Scrapbook. Glenn Broggett with Pioneer 90.1 FM. We are working on the Scrapbook Project. And we have another fantastic guest lined up for us today. And I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell a little bit about himself. And then we'll get into some interesting topic matter.
My name is Loyal Dyrud. And I grew up in the area. And I was raised in XL Township, which is just north of Thief River. And it's the first township that borders Pennington County. And I was raised on the Thief River. I came back after some years and taught here at Lincoln High School in Thief River for many years and have been retired. But it's always been an increasing interest why people settle where they do, why in this part of Marshall County. This is actually the central part of Marshall County that borders, XL Township borders the Thief River on two sides. So it kind of cuts right through the middle of it, or more readily on the eastern edge. That's a little bit about my background, and I am now retired on the place that my my mother was raised, sort of it's a century farm that's been in the family for over 100 years.
We're going to get into some interesting topic matter here today, and the first thing we want to talk about, you have some information on, is the Marshall County Strip. Now, could you tell us a little bit about this and the story on the Marshall County Strip for us today?
The Marshall County Strip is one of the strange phenomenons in the area. Marshall County has a strip that is 1.5 miles long and runs for 60 miles to the east. It's right at the bottom or the south border of Marshall County. Since I grew up in the area, I have heard all kinds of stories about the strip. Why is it that there's that extra 1.5 miles in Marshall County and not in so many other counties? Well, as it turns out, most everybody who lives in the country at least knows that a township is 6 miles square, 6 miles on all sides. So what you have is 36 square miles within every township. Along the southern border of Marshall County, you have townships with 36 square miles and then an added 1.5 miles going the full stretch. So most townships are around 23,000 acres. XL Township and all the New Solem Township and all the townships that run along Agder have an extra 3,000 acres in them, so that you end up having over 26,000 acres in those townships. How did it happen? Well, it goes back to 1879 by a legislative act in St. Paul. They were going to do the last piece of land that came out of the Red Lake Indian Reservation, the Ojibwa tribe, and they were going to make those into counties. And so Marshall and Kitson were set up at that time. The line was supposed to be the southern line of Marshall County was supposed to be between Township 154 or the range lines 154 and 155. So this is what the state legislature said. Well, then, lo and behold, some years earlier when the state legislature had set up Polk County, they formed the north boundary of Polk County to be at the outlet of the Turtle River in North Dakota, where the Turtle River hits the Red River of the North. And then you go easterly as far as Polk County went. Well, little did they know when some years later than in 1879 that the town line 155 and 154, those range lines, were 1.5 miles farther north than the mouth of the Tamarack River was. And so now what do you do? So they fiddled around for years. Somebody had to own that land. And so finally, the state set up some legislature in 1883 that said, Marshall County can vote. If you want to have the strip in your county, say yes. If not, say no. Well, I can't imagine anybody saying no to that. But if they had said no, what you would have had is a county in Minnesota that would have called Strip, and it would have gone 60 miles, and it would have been a mile and a half deep. But if they hadn't agreed to go in it, you can be sure that Polk County would have picked it up very quickly. But at any rate, that's why there are extras. Now, there are all kinds of funny stories about Strip. The little town of Rosewood in Minnesota is the railroad stopping point for Strip. And Alfred Solem, who lived in XL Township, but is really an outstanding person. He's long since passed away. But Alfred used to talk about when the train would go by through Strip, the conductor would yell, "Strip!" And of course, everybody would be wondering, especially the women, what does this mean? What does it mean, Strip? So they changed the name from Strip to Rosewood. And so you have the little town of Rosewood today in that part of central Marshall County. And actually, it's in New Solem County, but in that Strip piece. That's a brief history of how Marshall County and all of us who live in townships right at the southern edge of Marshall County have that extra mile and a half in their townships.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.